Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Do you think that landlords should be forced to allow renters have pets? Dog owners are being forced to give up their beloved pets as fewer landlords are welcoming their four-legged friends alongside new tenants. Now, animal charity Dogs Trust received 75 emails last year from desperate owners looking to give up their dog as a result of having to move property. It said that the housing crisis is having a damaging impact on dog ownership and is calling on more rental properties to accept pets. The dog owner, Martina, explained how her life is now a constant struggle to find accommodation as she's looking for somewhere that's both dog-friendly and has a back garden for herself and her dog, Sega. We currently live in an apartment complex, but as Sega has numerous medical conditions such as cancer, arthritis and a torn cruciate in her legs, we need to find somewhere more suitable, she explained. My life is in a constant struggle in our current accommodation with no back garden to have bring Sega for bathroom breaks multiple times a day up and down many flights of stairs. Now, hold on, let me just stop for a second. I was all for the topic at the start. I'm starting to move against it. If we're going to start using dogs as an excuse to get housing, I think we're going down a rocky road, because that means now we'll just, instead of, you know, declaring yourself as homeless to get yourself up the list, people will be buying dogs to get up the list. So no is the answer there. But I do agree that landlords should be certainly more flexible. We'll get around to that. She said, I've been looking for 6 months. I've tried everything I can, but I find somewhere. But to find somewhere to rent with a dog that has a garden is impossible. And I'm not suggesting for a minute Martina, by the way, is on housing or on a housing list. She could be going privately. And if she is, well then fair play to her, because she's willing to pay for it herself. As part of a dog-friendly day, Dogs Trust have launched Renting with Rover, and the guidelines to encourage landlords and estate agencies to accept dogs in rental properties. And according to the charity, 42% of landlords have banned tenants from keeping a pet. A fifth of landlords would evict tenants if they found out that the pets were being kept on their property without their knowledge. Owen Riley is one of the few estate agents who is now encouraging landlords to consider tenants with pets. And speaking to the Irish Independent, he explained that tenants with pets face many challenges when looking for them. He said tenants with pets get blanket no's from landlords everywhere. Landlords have a perception that dogs will damage the property. Now, that's not just a perception, by the way. You know, they can do a bit of damage sometimes. Some dogs. And he says, anyway, he goes on to say, they're usually those who have dogs are more mature, older, and have more possessions. Dog owners are more usually more responsible by nature. I don't know where you got that from. Tenants are older and more mature than 10 years ago, so many have dogs. But humans usually cause more damage than dogs. I'll agree with him on that, they do. So, the question is, I want to get your thoughts on this. Should landlords be forced to allow renters, you know, who have pets? In other words, should we bring in legislation to say, well, hold on, you can't discriminate against somebody just because they have a bloody dog? Let me know what you think. Personally, by the way, I don't think an apartment is the right place for a dog. Maybe a small little dog. You know, you can put a little nappy on them. But, you know, a big dog, I don't think an apartment is the right place for a dog, by the way. So get a house. Okay, but let me know what you think. Should landlords be forced to accept tenants with pets? Because the majority of landlords would be renting out apartments. So let me know what you think. 0871880008. Although some would rent houses. Donal, you're on Classic Hits.
How are you doing, Ireland?
Good, Donal. What's going down now in Donal Town?
I'm down here in Dingle. I'm trying to find Fungi at the moment.
Fungi's gone, isn't he? Sorry, yeah, I hate to.
They still say he's here. He must be about 90 years of age now.
No, it's kind of like, do you remember the old thing when your kid's goldfish died, you just replaced it?
Don't say that. Anyone listening out there, that's not true.
I think they're on Fungi Mark IV at this stage.
You're after destroying the dreams of so many people.
I think they're on. It's like you don't deny the existence of Fungi. I think Fungi's on Mark IV probably. He's probably not the same Fungi.
He's got around there in a zipper frame.
I mean, when was Fungi first spotted?
Oh, it's a long, long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be very bloody old if he was there.
Yeah, I had black hair anyway, so.
But there's more fungi. I mean, is there many dolphins on the Irish coast? I know up in Donegal there's a couple of dolphins up there in the sea.
There is, yeah. I don't know, but well, he's attracted the people anyway. They all got out there looking for him anyway in the water.
Some of them have adapted to the colder water. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, they're around.
Yeah, I think the lifespan of a dolphin anyway is about 30 years of age, 30 to 40 years or something like that.
Well, it could be, but it's unlikely. Yeah. That's probably the longest they live.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, that's where I am. Anyhow, look, first of all, well done in your last topic. That Joe Brand one, I mean, those are disgrace.
To suggest you should be throwing battery acid to people is the most...
Yeah.
I don't know how she hasn't been charged with a hate crime.
No, because she's not... Because you can't charge a liberal with hate
crime. I get you. Yeah, that's what it is. You see, because... You can only charge conservatives, yeah.
Yeah, you need to understand liberals are lovely, but you can't disagree with them.
Yeah,
but
see, this is the point. Last week, for example, we put up a poll, which was just literally a question from Malachi, one of our callers. Was it disrespectful to fly the LGBT flag over the GPO? Now, it was a question, not a statement. And I was attacked by the Liberals for even suggesting the question in the first place. But one particular Liberal who will remain nameless, who's a very popular person in society for some reason, no understanding as to why, because he's an idiot. But anyway, he then attacked me for asking that question. But in his next statement or his next comment on Twitter, he then went up that Jesus was a bitch. And something, I can't remember, some other disrespectful comment to Christians, right?
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
I'm not a Christian, so I couldn't care less. But it's all right for him to do it, but not for me.
Well, sure, I had this conversation with your colleague. He didn't agree with me at all. The last gay parade when the army were putting feathers under uniforms and wings under uniforms. And
Let's not get into that today. We'll get it closer to the time. Back to this dogs thing.
I'm a dog lover. We have a dog at home. He's like a child.
Right.
Like a child.
What's his name?
Rufus.
Where'd you get the name Rufus?
Rufus, yeah.
What'd you call a dog Rufus for?
Well, why not? What are you attacking me for? Why not Rufus? Like, Jesus.
I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying.
You are attacking me. That's attacking my rights. Now that is my right to call my dog Rufus.
Rufus. Right, so how old is Rufus?
Rufus, I'd say he's 7 years of age now at this stage. And he is a child. You know, he has a... But at the end of the day, that's my house. And a landlord, it's his house.
Right.
People need it. Nobody should be forced to let an animal into your house. Of course not. I just don't understand it. Why you would force
I did see a landlord. I saw an estate, or I should say a house, recently for rent, and it said no children.
Yeah, and I go over that as well. You see, I'm sick to the teeth of all, it's tenants' rights.
Hmm.
At the end of the day,
it's his property.
It is his property. People have this thing about landlords.
Like, I wouldn't let, I have a dog, but I wouldn't let, say, someone get into my car with a big, you know, hairy dog slobbering all over the back of it.
But people have this thing about landlords now that they're all millionaires.
Hmm.
You know, and they're like the old landlords of old. Like, they're not. They're just an ordinary business person trying to make a few quid.
Yeah.
A lot of them are.
Yeah.
And they're jumping through hoops trying to stay within all the legislations and everything into that. But at the end of the day, it's an agreement. It's a contract you put into with a person. And that person named their conditions. You have your conditions, and that's it.
Generally speaking, like, small dogs do little damage, right? Okay, they have piddle on the ground every now and again if they're not trained properly. But a big dog, like, you know, a Labrador or a big dog like a Saint Bernard, for example, they'd be slobbering all over the place. They might be scratching at the odd door now and again, and you know they can do a bit of damage.
No, exactly. That's my point. Like, you know, I mean. And you're saying now, this may come into the housing crisis. Even now people are being discriminated because they can't bring their dogs.
Yeah, because they're being discriminated against because they can't bring their dogs.
Yeah, you know what I mean? This housing crisis, first of all, I don't believe there's a housing crisis at all.
Oh, you're going to be in trouble for saying that?
Well, I don't care now. I could solve the housing crisis in the morning with one simple thing.
Oh, so could I, yeah. People
just paying their rent. If you're paying rent for 2 years, that should be your down payment. My son is looking to get a mortgage. His mortgage would be cheaper than his rent.
Yeah. But I agree with you. Banks should take into consideration that people are good renters.
That's it.
I know I could solve the housing crisis tomorrow, but you wouldn't like the decisions I'd make.
Yeah, my son can afford to buy his house, so he could buy a house. Then the place he's renting would be available to someone else.
Yeah.
I
think the key to the housing crisis in a lot of cases is personal responsibility, but however, then we could actually help the people who are generally in need and vulnerable. But to get back to, you don't believe this should be a thing where we turn around to landlords and say you can't object to somebody with a dog?
Oh God, no. Landlords should have to say before anyone comes into the house. Landlords should be able to say, I don't want people that's not working. I don't want rent allowance. I don't want this. Of course they should. At the end of the day, it's their house.
Well, Dogs Trust have launched a campaign today called Renting with Rover.
Yeah, but sure, why? Like,
did nobody call their dog Rover anymore, do they?
What's your dog's name, by the way?
Millie.
And you'll give it out to me for Rufus. Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, that dog is going to be scared mentally for life, like, you know what I mean?
She's a Maltese.
You're a Maltese.
But somebody texts in and says, I came from Croatia with my Malteser. It's a Maltese, not a Malteser.
That dog should be taken off you. You should be brought to court. That's a fail.
Oh, I'm getting used to that. Oh, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Peter. Peter, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Peter?
Not too bad. I'd agree as well that the landlord should be able to decide if he wants to have the pets or not. They do an awful lot of, or they can possibly do an awful lot of damage to a property just from wear and tear.
Yeah, well, they're running around or scratching doors, and they don't all do it. Yeah,
no, they don't all do it, and obviously different dogs are, you know, do different stuff as in sizes of the different dogs can do more damage. But dogs chew by nature, so they chew a leg off a table, like, and there's a good few hundred quid gone, or chew a leg off a bed or a sofa.
Now, in fairness, Millie's never chewed the leg off a table.
Yeah, but Maltesers are tiny, tiny little dogs.
Millie's depressed, but her name.
Poor Millie has abandonment issues. She does. She has. What do you call that condition? Isn't there a condition where it's like abandonment? If you leave her on her own, she starts crying and howling. You can't even leave her on her own for long.
Well, do you know what my dog does? When we put our dog into the kennels, we go anywhere. When we come back, he sulks for about 2 days. We don't know whether it is because we put him into the kennels or we took him out. And I'm sure he sulks for 2 days.
Jesus, Owen, if I was living with you now, I'd be glad to be away from you for a little while. Rather than have to sit watch Little House on the Prairie for that length of time.
You're doing an awful rant against me about your listeners. I tell you about it. I think they're becoming a liberal in the other show or something.
Yeah. Become a liberal. I'm sure Pat Kenny would appreciate you.
I go back to you know who.
All right. Peter, okay, so what about these people who say, you know, it's getting more difficult because of the housing crisis, inverted commas, it's becoming more difficult to find a property, so their choices are less. It was different 10 years ago because at least you had a choice to go to a landlord who would let dogs in.
They also have a choice to have a dog.
Yeah.
Get rid of
well,
it.
If they have, yeah. Well, if they've already got the dog.
I don't have one. You shouldn't have one if you're renting. That's the way it'd be.
So what's more important, renting a property or just get rid of your dog?
Well, do you want to be out in the street? Which is more important, having a roof over your house or having a dog?
It'd be hard to get rid of the dog, wouldn't it? Do you know what I mean?
No, it's simple facts.
You have two dogs, Peter. Would you get rid of them?
I do, yeah. I have two dogs. No, but the simple fact, but if I had to, you would, like.
And if you had to find somewhere to live and you just no choice, you'd get rid of the dogs?
You have no choice.
So the housing comes first, dogs come second.
So do you want to live in the streets or do you want to live in a house or an apartment or wherever it is?
Right.
It's that simple. I mean, if the rules, the landlords are making
now, I
the
know,
rules.
Peter, there's people sitting at home going, Peter, no, I'm never going, I wouldn't marry you. You'd be getting rid of your dogs.
You should ask people out there now.
Rufus and Millie would be out in the streets.
No, you should give people the choice out there and ask them the question, who would they get rid of first, the dog or the wife?
Well, the dog or the husband, let that be sexist. I know there's a lot of women out there, and particularly cat people as well, by the way. They'd turn around to you and they'd say, you know, the husband or the cat, the husband would go. They keep the cat.
All gone, yeah.
Yeah, the cat and the dog would stay.
My two sons and I asked me one time, if there was a fire in the house and I could only take out two, what would I do? And I said, one he'll be going into a coffin. Simple as that. Rufus is coming out. Simple as that. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. I know. If you put that question to people, for example, if you said if a burglar came into the house and he had a gun in his hand, and he said it's the husband of the dog that's getting it, they'd say goodbye to the husband.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, stay there a second because Paul, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Paul?
Right, how's it going? You're good.
Good. Paul, you have an Airbnb property, yeah?
I have an Airbnb property, yeah.
Right, okay, good for you. But are you making a few quid?
I am. I'm making a small few quid now on the site.
Right, okay. They're bringing in loads of new restrictions for Airbnb, aren't they?
They are at the moment. Now, it will make it very tricky, but sure, look.
But isn't there other companies? There's a few other ones, isn't there? VRBO and... there's a few other ones as part of my Airbnb now on the market as well. But anyway,
there's a lot of competition at the moment, so we're just going to have to
look around. Okay, so but you won't allow dogs?
No way, under no circumstances at all.
Okay, dogs. So what's your thinking on that?
Basically, I've seen dogs wreck houses in the past, and even from other Airbnb hosts that I've chatted to, and they're on the same thinking line as me. Just as regards Like, hair shedding is an absolute no-no for me.
Yeah, some dogs do shed badly, yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on the time of the year, yeah.
Yeah, it drives me mental. But, no, in saying that, cats, Niall, absolutely no problem with cats.
But why have you no problem with cats, but you have a problem with dogs?
Cats are fine. Cats are no trouble at all, or no mess, or nothing like that. It's just, dogs are the messiest, creatures.
Oh, no, I don't know about cats, because the problem with the cats is, right, is that cat owner has cat. That's grand, okay? So she rents your property, right? And the cat goes in and out the window every now and again or whatever it happens to be, right? But it pisses the neighbours off because they mightn't own a cat and the cat is hanging around their balcony. Have you got a house or an apartment, Paul, you're renting?
A house.
All right, okay. Well, then it's not. Well, then the cat will be going into the neighbour's garden and everything.
Ah, but sure, that's their problem, Niall. unless they're going to shoot the cat, like.
but somebody texts in and said, Niall, why would a landlord have a problem with dogs but not have a problem with children? Children do more damage to a property than dogs.
Oh, no, first I'd have a problem with dogs, then children, then cats.
Right, okay. So why don't you put on the website, no children allowed?
No, that's a bit extreme, though.
Well, you could do that if you want to. There are hotels that say no children. And you know these in Spain and places like that.
Where's humanity gone, like?
Well, no, I mean, no, I can understand that. I can understand a hotel saying no children.
That's a bit foolish, no?
No, well, it's not, because there are adults who like to go on holidays and not be sitting by the pool with a load of kids running around because they've had their kids, they've grown up, and they just want a bit of me time. No kids. I can understand that. Why would they want that?
You can understand it, but I don't think I'd agree with it. I don't think...
But back to the renting, you know, the point your man is making is the kids do more damage than dogs, so why would you ban dogs?
Yeah. Well, I don't personally see that. Like you can control a kid under...
A dog is not going to get a crayon and write on the wall.
I was just going to say... A child wouldn't take a poo on the floor.
but a well-trained dog is not going to poo on the floor.
Oh, well, I know that, but it just cuts out any probability of that happening, but no dogs.
Right, okay. Well, hang on, let me go, because stay there, please, if you can, Paul. Let me go to Sharon. Sharon, you're on Classic Kids. Sharon the vet.
Hello, Niall.
How are you doing? Sharon, you had terrible trouble trying to find a place, but now you've a menagerie of animals.
I do have a menagerie. I didn't actually have quite as many when I was first looking at it.
How many animals have you got in your personal care?
Well, at the house, currently four, well, I say four dogs and a little one, as in four.
You won't be renting Paul's gaff out.
No, obviously. I wasn't looking for anything, you know, in the city. I was looking for something rural. You know, I come complete with outdoor dog kennels and you know, fencing and everything. But, yeah, and I was happy to pay a premium. But it was hell trying to find somewhere for the dogs. And I've been looking for somewhere else for the last 6 months, and I just cannot find anything. So, you know, I appreciate the issue is, and the issue like everything is, that, you know, those that don't respect other people's property certainly wouldn't have animals that would respect other people's property, so they give the majority a bad name. However, as a, you know, as a landlord, I can understand that they need to be protected.
Well, yeah, Paul is worried about the dog shedding on his property and pooing in his property and scratching at the doors in his property and biting the legs of the tables in his property. And
but then surely that you have the sizable enough deposit. I paid an extra deposit where I am to, you know, to cover the fact that I was bringing animals. And if I left anything, you know, I'm currently just painting the front door because the dog did scratch.
Okay, let me ask Paul that. Paul, is that not a good idea? Would you take an extra bit of a deposit? And I know PJ was talking about this morning with Jim. And I know PJ paid a hefty deposit on his place to cover the cost that his dog, you know, if it does do any damage, well, at least the landlord's covered.
No, that's just extra needless hassle, like. Whereas if you were into the low to a person that didn't have dogs, you wouldn't have to.
You don't have to deal with that shite. Yeah, pardon the bun.
That's the problem. It's a premium market, isn't it? At the moment, property demands is outstripping the supply, and therefore landlords can
have a choice.
And choose.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of that's good for landlords, isn't it?
But it's filling the rescue centres with animals that already are being put down in their hundreds every week through being homeless. They're now getting loads more dumped because people are finding themselves homeless unless they give up their animals.
Well, yeah, but Peter, who's, are you still there, Peter?
Yeah,
Peter said if he was in that situation, he's got two dogs. If he needed somewhere to live, I'm sorry, the dogs have to go.
Well, that's Peter, and I'd live on the side of the road with my dogs rather than get rid of my dogs.
But there you go. Well, there you go, Peter. She'd live on the side of the road rather than get rid of her dog.
I think it's very irresponsible for a pet owner to get a dog and they've nowhere permanent to stay.
Why is that highly irresponsible? I wasn't planning on renting when I came to Ireland. I was planning on buying a place, but I couldn't find something suitable while I was looking. At the moment, I've got all my money's tied up in the lovely Forever Young Festival, so I don't actually have ready cash to buy a house. But, you know, I'm not disrespectful to my landlord's property. My landlord's property that I'm leaving at the moment will be left 10 times better than the condition I took it on in. So, you know, it's all relative. It's actually making sure you just build in provision that the person you are renting to, A, you cover yourself as a landlord with extra deposits, and you lay down some clear ground rules. And as long as those are agreed and assigned, then you might have lifelong tenants that look after your property beautifully.
Yeah, from a landlord's perspective, dogs have a tendency to dig and bite and chew, as you probably know, and not people. Just actually, that's what they do. Like,
and some people have a tendency to treat your house like crap, and kids can wreck the walls.
Of course, so you do, but you can eliminate the chance by not having a dog on your property. And then when you have one dog, then you generally get two or three dogs. And you could have a landscape garden, and then how much of a deposit are you going to pay to re-landscape the garden after the dogs dig it up?
I mean, somebody mentions here, by the way, somebody says, I can't believe Peter said he would get rid of his dogs rather than lose the opportunity of getting a house. He obviously doesn't love his dogs too much.
Of course I love my dogs, so I have two of them. So I have my own place and wouldn't have got the dogs without having a place.
But I mean, people often say to me they love their dogs as much as they love their children, right? They treat them as members of the family. If you had children, for example, do you have children, Peter?
Don't have children.
Okay, but if you did have children, would you get rid of your children if somebody said to you, well, you can't have this apartment if you have children? Would you say, so I'll just get rid of the children?
I said, if I had children, I said, and I was being made homeless, then obviously you put them first.
Yeah, but you didn't dump your children to take an apartment.
It's an animal. At the bottom line, it is an animal. I know, to be honest, I do have two dogs. I'm a dog lover, and I do love them. But who would
you choose? If they had to be put to sleep because you were moving into a house,
there's loads of rescue centres.
I'm not being funny. You are living in a delusional place. Loads of rescues. They are awful. They are all putting down dogs every week. I'm a vet. I deal with them day in, day out. I'm working with charities all over Ireland. And we're exporting dogs abroad to try and save their lives.
A lot of them go all over Europe. Sweden is a big place. And I know. I got my two dogs from a charity. I said, I know exactly what happens.
Where did you get your dogs from, Sharon? Your four dogs. Where do they all come from?
Two of them are rescues, and two of them are bred. So. Okay. But anyway, I mean, my point is our local Cork Rescue, one of the largest ones in Cork, has had to close its doors to taking anyone in because there's a huge number anyway, and there's a load of people having to dump them because they can't find anywhere to live. And the rescues have closed their doors. There's no room at the inn, and these dogs will be put to sleep every day on Facebook. Please help me. I've got to move, and my dogs are going to have to be put to sleep. Please help me find a home for them. There isn't the space. There isn't the national welfare support for animal welfare in this country to make sure that this is coordinated and efficient.
So what you're saying is the taxpayer then has to pay for the problem?
Sorry?
You're saying it's the taxpayer then that has to pay for the problem because you're saying
it is a national issue.
The government then should pay for it. In other words,
I didn't say the government would have to pay for it. I'm actually launching with the ISPCA a national charity. We're running a music festival called Forever Young to raise funds for it. We're not doing this expecting the taxpayer to pay for it. You know, you're ridiculously highly taxed in Ireland, and God knows where all that money goes. But very little of it comes to animal welfare. But we're doing that off our own backs to bring money into the system to improve the welfare situation, to improve the rehousing and rehoming situation. But the issue is, all you have to do is build in a contract that is fair to renters with dogs and renters without dogs.
Now let me go to Era. Era, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Era?
Hiya, Niall.
Lovely name, by the way. Ireland.
Yeah, my parents are very patriotic.
I was going to say, were your parents patriotic? But it is a lovely name, by the way. It's very unique. Although we live in Ireland, it's a very unique name and it's a lovely name. But you won't be forgotten, Era. That's for sure.
Thank you.
Era, you had to rehome your dog because you were renting a property. And what was the situation? So the landlord just wouldn't take the dog on board?
Well, first of all, when we started renting the property, the landlord had an agent representing her because she was living in the US. And the agent, like, I told him, like, straight out, like, that I had a dog. And the agent went back to tell the landlady. And the landlady said, yeah, that's fine. Write it into the lease agreement that any damage done by the dog is your responsibility, et cetera, yep. et cetera, et cetera. So that's
understandable,
fine.
Yeah.
And we signed it, we dated it, everything was brilliant, moved in, happy days. Then about a year later, a year and a half later, she decided she wanted to sell the house. And we were kind of left dumbfounded, like, because we thought that the lease was going to run on till the next year and the next year and the next year.
Yeah, you were good renters and you didn't understand why, yeah.
We were, yeah, yeah. Perfect. We had our rent paid on time, bills paid on time, everything was fine, the house was spotless. But yeah, she decided to sell the house, which, to be fair, like, if she wanted to do that,
that's her prerogative, yeah. As long as she gives you a bit of notice, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. She gave us about 2-3 months notice. Like, it was grand. Like, she was fine with it. Like, but anyway, back to the moving out day. So we decided to put our dog into a kennel, just until we could find a place like that would accept the dog, because we were trying on that for like 2 months. We were trying a shared accommodation. We were trying accommodation like on our own, and it was all saying.
I know how difficult. My son is trying to look for a new place at the moment, and he's going to places where there's 50 people viewing it at the same time, and he said it's a nightmare, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Fair play to him,
yeah.
for having the patience first.
Yeah. It's really hard, yeah, I know.
It is indeed.
So you got somewhere else? You found somewhere, did you?
So, yeah, we found somewhere, like, we were hoping, like, it was going to be temporary while we found, while we were looking for a place, like, that would accept him. And we put him into the kennels from day one. It was 8 euros a week. Lovely kennel, lovely people. Oh, my God, like, Tupac, that was his name. He was a black Labrador with a white chest.
Right.
So Tupac definitely suited him.
Right, okay.
And I mean, like, whenever I come and visit him, like, I come and visit him every evening after, like, I was in college at the same time. Like, every evening after college, like, I drop into the kennel, like, make sure his kennel is
clean. It's almost like he's in jail and you have to go and visit him every now and again.
I know,
yeah.
It was like, and he was allowed to come out, like, it was out in day release.
Right, okay, TR.
Yeah.
So, go on, you got your apartment.
So, we got somewhere to stay, thank God, and, after a while, it was just becoming cost ineffective. I mean,
so you're living in the apartment and Tupac is living in the kennels?
Yeah, he is, yeah, at this stage.
Right.
For 2 months, he lived in the kennel. And we just made the decision, like, the hard decision, like, that, like, we couldn't
keep Tupac.
The kennel. We couldn't pay for the kennel and we couldn't pay for our rent.
So where's Tupac now?
We had to rehouse him. We got the temporary animal, or the TSPCA, out to have a look at him, and they said, okay, I think you need to rehouse him. Like, we came to the same consensus.
Oh, no.
And we had to rehouse him. It was the saddest day of my life to see him going away.
Oh, I'm sorry, Era.
He's just like a child.
But it is, Doc. It's like having a child. It is like having a child, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's one of the family.
We had him for 2.5 years, and oh my God, he was such a good. Oh, we had him, like, it's not the kind of the puppy form of infant and a child. It wasn't
right,
like,
yeah,
a baby, like, he was on the infant stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, he was so good, like, oh my God, he's such a character.
And where is, so do you know where he is now?
Now, as far as I know, no, they didn't give me the exact address, because obviously for, like, confidentiality and things like that, you know, with people, they rehoused him in a farm outside Tipperary.
Right.
So I'm delighted, because, like, he loved his runs. He
and you miss him. I'm saying you miss him, something terrible.
I do. He was like my baby.
Well, yeah, you know? Dogs can be like that, I suppose. They can get so attached to them, you know.
Some places don't even accept children nowadays.
And do you think landlords should be obliged to... Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that if they are being obliged, they should allow to charge a bigger deposit to cover the damage that might be done, for example, right? But do you believe they should be obliged to take a person with a pet?
You see, there's the grey area with me. If I had a place, right, and I was renting it out to people, I would be more inclined to maybe not give a house to a couple or a family. Well, not
with a dog.
A family, like, but a people with a dog, like, because I'm a very, I don't know, like, if my case is, like, you know, very rare, like, that I do take after the dog and I do clean up after him and things.
Yeah.
But with other people, like, you just don't know. You can't really gauge people, like, if they're going to, obviously, treat the dog as good as you've treated him and treat the house that you're renting them to, whether they're going to maintain that to the same.
Well, hang on. Paul, are you still there?
I am, Nyla.
Yeah. Now, Paul, you're the big baddie here. You're renting out the Airbnb. You won't accept pets. Look what you're doing to people like Aira. Listen to the devastation of that young lady's voice.
Niall, don't put that on her door.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying to Paul, like, he's the landlord that won't let the dog in. Paul, explain yourself here.
No, like, why should I, Niall? Like,
I mean, you don't want to see people upset like that. Sorry? My heart is broken for this young girl here. I'm poor old Tupac.
Tupac, like I have a turf shed. If that's any good to the dogs, like, they can go out and sleep in the turf if they want. You know, but personally, I think, you know, she's making a mountain out of a molehill.
No, she's not making a mountain out of a molehill. She needs to find somewhere to bloody live.
Yeah, but she done the right thing in sacrificing the dog, so she didn't want to sacrifice the dog. But if you have to, Niall, you have to. It's either you or the dog, like, you know, at the end of the day.
I don't know whether that decision should be laid at people's feet or not. That's a terrible decision to have to make.
Yeah,
go on, Air.
Just take him up on the turf shed, like, that's a great idea. I mean, landlords are not even offering that. I mean, if I got a house that had a lovely turf shed, like, that's well ventilated, and, you know, that's
and they
clean.
Said in the lease that you had to keep the dog outside the house in the turf shed in the run.
I'd keep him out in the back garden in the turf shed, no problem, as long as I have him in my life. I would be totally on board with you, Paul, there. Totally on board.
Sharon, are you devastated listening to Aira? As a vet, this must be breaking your heart.
It's horrible. It's horrible to, you know, I so sympathise when, you know, she got really upset because, you know, to me, dogs are part of the family and I totally concur. And I suppose I'm, you know, I've only come over here a few years ago from the UK where renting with or without the dogs is fairly standard. It doesn't have such a strong division as it does in Ireland. So it was quite a culture shock to see how anti-dogs people were.
I don't think everybody is anti-dogs. You know, I think most large people are into dogs. I think maybe landlords are just worried about their property. Aira, they're all getting very upset over Tupac. Are you there? I think I've lost her. Let me go. Oh, no, she's there. No, she's there. Sorry, Aira, are you there?
I am, yeah. I'm so sorry, public. I didn't want to be having a downer.
You've all put a down. You put a downer on everyone's weekend. They're all worried sick about Tupac. By the way, could you not find anybody, family members or someone to hang on to him for a little while, no?
No, because, like, the situation, like, with my family and things like that wouldn't really be suitable because,
You needn't explain your personal life to me. I'm just wondering, like, whether or not it'd be in family that would have taken poor old Tupac in. What sort of dog is Tupac, by the way?
Black Labrador, white chest.
Right, okay. And is he big?
He was when we were saying goodbye to him.
Right, okay.
He was.
Right, that must have been an awful day for you, wasn't it?
Very strong and, like, shiny coat. We kept him ticked, we kept him wormed, we had him chipped, everything.
Must have been an awful day that day when you were saying goodbye to him. And I don't mean to bring it all back to you. Sorry, that's terrible of me. Just stay there because Jude, you're a landlord.
Yes.
Okay. Do you accept dogs in your properties?
No.
And you think you'd have more empathy because you have four dogs yourself?
Yeah, but my four dogs aren't on anyone else's property. They're on mine.
I know, but do you think you'd have a little more understanding?
No, people want to get housed. I've got discriminating with someone who has a dog or compared to someone who hasn't got a dog because they're not renting to people. Someone with a dog who wants to rent off me, they can rent off me, but I just won't be renting them with their dog. I'm not here to provide them.
So they have to get rid of their dog?
If they want to rent off me, they do.
Jeepers. I'm starting to feel sorry for people with dogs now. You're ruining my weekend here. I swear to God, Jude. I know you're saying that landlords are not dog shelters, but I mean, maybe you could look at each individual case.
No, and say if there's more than one tenant, say there's two or three tenants in the house, some of those other tenants could be allergic dogs, they could be afraid of dogs, they mightn't like dogs. So
Well, that's
no problem.
Okay, well,
no,
that's, well, that's understandable if you're sharing. Yeah, fine. But if it's a house, no, you know, that two people are renting off you.
No, I think it's my house. Like, landlords seem to be...
Yeah, but I mean, have a chat with the renter and see what sort of dog it is and how well they look after the dog. I mean, Tupac sounds like a well-looked-after dog.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's getting well-looked-after now as well.
Down in Tipperary, you know? In a farm.
Yeah, happy days.
No, but it's not happy for Era.
Isn't she accommodated? She has a house, doesn't she?
Oh, stop. That's not
you know, but I agree with Paul. Total agreement with that gentleman.
Right. God. Not much luck here, Era.
I know.
They don't really care about the people with the dogs. Sharon, you're not impressed with Jude now, are you?
Look, as I said, I do understand where people are coming from. I think it's just a lack of understanding that you can't paint everybody with the same brush. You know, meet the potential people and discuss their requirements, discuss, you know, how their dogs are looked after. And it might well be suitable. It could easily be suitable for you, and you could get a lifelong problem-free tenant. You could take somebody without dogs and get a nightmare of a tenant that wrecks your
totally
house. You know,
agree.
It's such a diverse subject.
Yeah.
Just by saying
Jude, could you not, as I said to Jude, could he not just look at the individual cases?
No, I just cross the
like
board.
Like, if I came to you with my little dog, Millie, the Maltese, she's a harmless little thing. If I came to you with Millie, would you turn me down?
Yes, just the same as I would. But
Millie has never peed on the floor. She'd hold it in for days. She'd rather end up bursting her blather than peeing on the floor of the dog.
No, I wouldn't cross the board. That means I'm not discriminating between you or anyone else.
I had to go to a wedding years ago. I had to go to a wedding, and it was the only time we've left her that long on her own, right? And she was left for the whole day on her own in the house, in the kitchen. I could tell you when I arrived, the tears were coming out of her eyes. She was crying. She was dying. I let her out, and it was like an elephant peeing outside. She held it in for the whole day.
Niall, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If you were a landlord, and I rattled up to your doorstep with my four babies, would you rent to me?
Now, you'd four Rottweilers, in fairness.
So it depends what dog it is, doesn't it?
Not much, you'd four of them. I mean, everything is... I'd look at every situation. Four Rottweilers might be a bit of a handful, unless you're willing to build a run out the back garden for them. I wouldn't let you have the four Rottweilers running around the house, now, fairness.
There we go, you see?
I understand what you're saying. I do understand what you're saying, but as I'm saying, look at every situation. Tupac was a nice little Labrador. Sounds well looked after, well groomed, well behaved.
I need to get some breed. I think I might need breed counselling now.
Breed counselling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do. Finally, Sharon, on that final note, I do understand what he's saying. I wouldn't let him in with his four Rottweilers. Era, listen, I have to go. Best of luck and have a wonderful weekend, all right? We're all thinking of Tupac.
And I'd like to say hello to my mum and my sisters and my dad all listening from
and Paris. Tupac, in case Tupac is listening in Tipperary.
Just, and Tupac.
Yeah, can we send Tupac out a message? Woo, 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 woo. There you go, just in case he's listening.
Wished I could actually hear him in the distance.
Thanks, Sarah. Have a lovely weekend, all right.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.